Hi, it's Dwyer, gamblersadvisory.com, dwyervip.com. Today is August the 24th, 2017, the day before the weigh-in for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. But first, remember, the opinion you should follow should be your own. Just consider this video to be a second opinion from a complete stranger online. Now, let me just say, if you look over my shoulder here, you're going to see a glass of water. Right now, the day before the weigh-in, that's what Conor McGregor is avoiding. Right? He's draining his body. He's avoiding water. He's trying to lose all the water weight he can lose. He's sweating. He might be on a treadmill. He might be in a sauna. He might be wearing one of those rubber suits that Canelo likes to wear so that he could sweat off the extra weight. You're going to have the weigh-in tomorrow. And what I want gamblers to do is to look at the fighters. Right? I believe you're going to look at Floyd Mayweather, and guess what? He's going to look like Floyd Mayweather. Because one of the secrets to Floyd Mayweather is he walks around at his fighting weight. Right? Mayweather doesn't have to worry too much about the scale. Mayweather can actually reach over my shoulder and have a glass of water. He can have dessert. He's 5'8". He walks around at 150. To make 154 for him is not a big deal. Now, I've mentioned in an earlier video that Conor McGregor is going to have to lose a lot of weight to make weight here. Right? Some of you have said, hey, he's fought in the UFC at this weight before. What I want you to do is to revisit the weigh-ins for those fights. Right? Conor McGregor right now is dehydrating his body to make weight. Right? Now I'm just going to ask the question and you can respond in the comment section to this video. How could that possibly help his reflexes in a fight where Floyd Mayweather is probably going to have the much faster reflexes? Right? Just imagine your own life. Just imagine losing 15 pounds or more between now and the weigh-in tomorrow. Look at these all-access videos of the two guys, right? Go to the UFC channel right now on Amazon, and you can look up videos of the guys giving interviews. Look at Conor McGregor.
I couldn't find any enabled video skills. Go to the music video section
of the
Alexa app.
Thank you, Alexa.
Okay.
Where is McGregor going to lose the weight from? Folks, understand, these guys are professional athletes. This isn't as simple as taking a guy who's out of shape out of the pub and telling him, hey, put down the pint. Right? Work out. Work out for 24 hours so when the weigh-in happens, you can lose 10 pounds. That's not the way it works when you have high muscle mass. That's not the way it works when you're a finely tuned athlete. So, let's look at the weigh-in tomorrow. Right? I'm guessing at the weigh-in tomorrow, someone who reminds you of Conor McGregor is going to be there. And they're going to introduce him as Conor McGregor. You're going to notice his eyes are sunken. He's going to look thirsty because the guy will not have had a glass of water for what? 18 hours before the weigh-in? Folks, he's trying to lose, conservatively here, 15 pounds to make weight, minimum. You're going to see it in his neck. He's going to look kind of like Canelo looked at the weigh-in before he fought Floyd. You're going to notice his neck is bony. Right? Just look past the beard and you're going to notice he doesn't look like he looks in the all-access videos taken just last week. You're going to look at his arms and stuff like that. They're going to be weight drained. If he makes weight, and it's an if in my book, if he makes weight, I want you to watch what he does after he makes weight. I'm guessing some hanger-on is going to have some water within arm's reach. And he's going to grab the water and he's going to wolf it down. Now the myth in boxing is that you can then rehydrate without consequence. Is that the way your life operates? Do you think that you can gain 15 pounds in a day? Rehydrating, and that your body is going to have no ill effects, and you're then going to be able to participate in a very demanding athletic contest where the other guy is trying to give you a concussion? You think your body is going to be in peak condition and not cramping up? Not possibly overreacting to the stress of the fight, overreacting to possible dehydration in the fight, as has happened to other fighters, right? I'm telling you, some fighters have been severely hurt in fights. Gerald McClellan comes to mind. Then you find out that shortly before the fight, the guy lost a lot of weight. Right? Your body doesn't know that this is all for a fight. It just knows that it's dehydrated. And then you rehydrate and suddenly you're in the fight. Now there are going to be nutritionists off at the side. Some press outlets might even interview them. And they might talk about how rehydration is not a problem and the person's going to be as good as new. I can tell you, I've seen some of these fighters in fights and they look lackluster, especially later in the fight when fatigue and stress kicks in. So keep an eye on the weigh-in tomorrow. If Conor McGregor looks terrible, if he looks like a guy who's been in solitary confinement without food and water for 48 hours at the weigh-in, if he looks like a guy who kind of looks like Conor McGregor, right? If he doesn't look as vibrant, as healthy at the weigh-in as Floyd Mayweather does, then to me, this fight's a completely done deal, right? Because there is no way that a guy in his first boxing match is going to be able to stress his body to make weight. And I mean big time stress. Right? I don't believe McGregor is trying to lose 5 pounds. Folks, I think he's trying to lose 15 pounds. Right? I think dessert is a fantasy for him. So I'm just telling you, these guys who are weight drained, they lose punch resistance, they don't have the reflexes, they don't have the stamina of a guy who's comfortable at the weight. Go back and look at the film of Bernard Hopkins against Antonio Tarver, right? This is right after Tarver filmed the Rocky film where he was playing Mason the Line Dixon or something like that, the heavyweight champion. So he gained weight. So then, of course, he was outraged that a middleweight was actually going to try to take his light heavyweight title. So he lost the weight. He thought, hey, I'm the bigger man. I'm accustomed to be fighting at 175, not 160. Right? Go back and look at that fight. Tarver can barely move. Right? Tarver is dead in the water. Hopkins not only wins the fight, he wins the fight with room to spare. You're looking at the last few rounds and you're wondering, you know, is Tarver going to get the knockout that he needs to defend his light heavyweight title? Go back and look at Roy Jones after he wins the heavyweight title and he loses weight to fight Antonio Tarver. Understand, Roy Jones used to be cat quick. I mean, cat quick. That left hook was a hair trigger. You'd have Roy Jones fights where his hand speed was so much faster that even an accomplished opponent like James Toney, where it was just an obvious mismatch. Then here is Jones against Tarver, and he's lethargic. Right? Not even close to the hair trigger reflexes that prime Roy Jones had. Right? I would argue that Roy Jones is past his prime the minute he loses weight. To drop from heavy back down to light heavy. And understand, let's be clear with the weight loss. They claim Roy weighed 191 when he fought Ruiz. So he just dropped 16 pounds. I'm telling you, McGregor's going to drop at least that amount to make weight tomorrow. So don't fall for all the bravado, right? You know, he's going to show up. He's going to look as confident as Canelo did when Canelo dropped down to 152 to fight Floyd Mayweather. How did the early rounds work out for Canelo? I believe Floyd won the first round, the second round, the third round. Folks, Floyd's a slow starter. If you're fighting Mayweather and he's up 3-0 after the first three rounds, folks, it's not going to get better. Wasn't Canelo slow and sluggish against Floyd Mayweather? Right? This isn't a new opinion I have. The book I wrote a few years ago, Gambler's Advisory's Guide to Betting on Boxing or something like that, the ebook, it's on Amazon. I devoted an entire chapter to this. Right? Cutting weight, this mythology that a good big man beats a good little man has led to countless fighters ruining their careers. Right, guys refusing to move up in weight when their body demands it. Trying to keep themselves pigeonholed at a weight designation where they feel they're the bigger man. Kell Brook returned to 147 against Errol Spence. Kell Brook looked great early in that fight, didn't he? Looked faster to me than Errol Spence. He's fighting at home. He had the fans on his side. Errol Spence looked befuddled early in that fight. You got to the second half of the fight. Kell Brook had slowed considerably. Now, part of that was Errol Spence's body shots, right? That's Errol Spence's calling card. But part of it was also the fact that Kell Brook's prior fight was at 160. And he was losing weight to go back down to 147. He made weight. He rehydrated. His body said, player, not so fast. Right? Just a few hours ago, you had us down at 147. Now you're here in an intense athletic event. We're stressed out. We're a little dehydrated. Now we're overcompensating. We're shutting down. Because we were really dehydrated when you were trying to make weight. Let me also address something else, right? And I expect Mayweather to win the fight by KO. I made a video yesterday on what Conor McGregor can do to win the fight, and it's low volume, not high volume. But let's talk about something else. In talking to my MMA friends, I'm hearing about the different stances Conor McGregor might use from MMA that might be able to throw off a boxer, right? I'm even hearing this from my girl, right? She's saying, yes, Conor McGregor has different stances. We're going to be ordering the fight, right? Well, what I want people to realize is that there are other boxers who have been in MMA. I mean, I know we want to believe that this is the first time, the very first time, a guy has come from a different discipline, MMA or something else, and is now in a boxing ring, and he has some special knowledge that boxers have never considered. Think about this, right? And the boxing community has gotten the fight stance wrong for generations, right? The MMA people know the proper fight stances. Floyd is going to be completely baffled, even though Conor McGregor's fights have been televised. Even though Floyd could, you know, look up Conor McGregor fights, sit down and say, hey, let me go watch this UFC event that Conor McGregor was in and see his stances. Right? Even though Floyd is a multimillionaire who can hire UFC fighters to help him train, we're supposed to believe that Floyd's going to come out and McGregor knows about stances that are vastly superior to anything boxing could come up with. Well, let me just say, what about Kimbo Slice? Wasn't he in MMA? Didn't he also box? Folks, understand, if there were MMA stances that were vastly superior, that would give the fighter an advantage against a traditional boxer, why wouldn't Kimbo Slice use those stances in fights? There are other fighters who have been involved in kickboxing and other disciplines, some damn good ones. Future Hall of Famer, multi-year heavyweight champion Vitaly Klitschko was a kickboxer. Different stances, right? As a boxer, you didn't see him in with some exotic stance, right? And this is a guy who was a successful boxer. Another guy who won the heavyweight championship. I understand he got stripped. I understand there's some controversy. He's still fighting. He's still unbeaten. Lucas Brown. Look up his history. Right? Why is Lucas Brown, when he fights as a boxer, coming out in a boxing stance and not some other exotic stance, if that exotic stance would give him the best chance of winning? What about another heavyweight today who's a contender, who wants a share of the heavyweight title, Jarrell Miller? Look up his history, right? Chris Algieri fought Manny Pacquiao. Why wasn't Chris Algieri out there with the kind of exotic stance that Conor McGregor is hinting at using, right? I'm just telling you, McGregor is going to be lucky if he has time to think. He's facing a guy who has much faster hands than him and vastly more experience in boxing than him. Right? So you really think Conor McGregor is going to come out there with some stance that is going to befuddle Floyd Mayweather to the point where McGregor is going to land big shots, Mayweather's defense is going to fall apart, and this fight, which is going to happen after a weigh-in, where McGregor has to lose minimum of 15 pounds to make weight, you think all of that is going to happen after McGregor rehydrates? I believe folks are kidding themselves. I applaud everyone involved in the promotion of this fight. Somehow enough of the public has been fooled to where Floyd is less than a 5-1 favorite in this fight. In other words, some world-class opponents Floyd has fought went off at longer odds than Conor McGregor, a guy in his first professional fight, is going off against Mayweather. All right. Great. And I get the idea that that McGregor's 29, right? Mayweather is more than a decade older than him. And I'm sure many of you in the comment section to this video are going to say, look, When you were a young man, you could yo-yo in weight and stuff like that. When did the yo-yoing in weight start to catch up to Ricky Hatton? Right? I'm just telling you, I don't think McGregor's going to be as healthy as Floyd Mayweather. I'm not buying the story about MMA stances necessarily giving McGregor an advantage. Right? If that were true, then Kimbo Slice would have fooled around with MMA stances. Didn't Ray Mercer fight an MMA fight? Right? I'm guessing if someone went up to James Toney today, and let's remember, James Toney fought Randy Couture, right? And said to James Toney, hey, did you learn any stances in MMA that you feel would give you an advantage in a boxing match against Floyd Mayweather? Toney would probably hurt his ribs laughing. Anyway, keep a big eye on the weigh-in tomorrow. If Conor McGregor looks like he has been in solitary confinement without food or water for 2 days, if you look at his neck and you're seeing bone and you're not seeing the kind of neck and robustness that you've seen in videos of Conor McGregor taken just a few days ago. Right? If you look at Conor McGregor's rib cage and you're seeing more ribs than you remember, if he looks really slight, and keep in mind, this is a guy who's taller than Floyd. So for him to make weight, he's going to look really slight. He's going to look practically skeletal. If he looks skeletal to you, and you're supposed to hear, don't worry, he's going to gain weight and he's going to be fine when the fight starts. You need to just make a mental note to yourself. The odds of Mayweather by KO have just increased dramatically. Right? Just ask yourself, if you were to gain 15 pounds between now and tomorrow, for a 12-round fight, in which round would you start feeling it? In which round would your body say, player, you've been too rough on us the last few hours? Right? I'm telling you, Mayweather is a gifted body puncher. You yo-yo in weight, you really think you're not going to feel those shots to the body? Anyway, that's how I see it. I look forward to the weigh-in. I'm expecting Conor McGregor to look emaciated. Let's see if I'm right. I hope you leave your comments in the comment section to this video. Thanks for stopping by.